Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Listeners in Chicago and around the world. Windy City citizens and surrounding suburbanites. Tech-savvy millennials and baby-booming Luddites. Welcome to yet another very special The Game Show Show and Start! With games and stuff,
what?
Music, comedy, variety, and more.
What?
News, reviews, interviews.
What?
Now with 100% more profanity.
What?
Trivia games, guessing games, physical challenges. On the Radio Misfits Podcast Network.
What?
Everybody dance! And now, a man we don't come. Allow me to introduce your host.
He's a pussy.
Hurry up! Get over here!
Oh man!
Summoned.
What a crowd! Take your seat, you basic bitches!
So many basic bitches. Is my microphone on?
I think it is.
I can't even hear myself.
Hold on.
I'm so excited to there you are! Yeah! I did the funniest joke ever told before my microphone came on.
What?
Sorry about that. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, my name is Anderson Lauper. I'm the host of the Game Show Show and Stuff.
It's true.
With us today is the exuberant and ecstatic James Anthony Zoccoli Jack.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Anderson. Please do not use my government name. It's almost tax time.
Man, we are ready for action today.
Oh, yeah.
Are we ever?
Boy, howdy.
And with us today, for once, is Jonathan Barbara Moran, everybody.
Hey, everybody. How's it going?
Hey, everybody. How's it going? Hey, everybody. How's it going? Hey, everybody.
Hey, everybody. How's it going?
Here's the bass drop. Get ready for the trap music version of that.
That's right.
Yeah, we do where it sounds like a rubbery, like bass, you know? And it goes really slow after that, after the big build-up, you know? And that's like finger bang music.
Oh, my gosh.
Isn't it?
Yeah, I suppose so.
Yeah. That's when you're like
ready to go. In your parents' basement.
Yeah, that's right.
Right after your third date when you went up on the Ferris wheel at Navy Pier.
The whole lead up, you're like rubbing some titties and then the bass drops, finger blast.
Oh, man.
That's your parents up there, right?
Yeah, they're sleeping. They're up there sleeping while you're finger blasting.
How's everybody doing this week? Nice to see you guys.
Really good. You know, it's been a good week.
I have an etiquette question I wanted to ask you.
Okay, do
tell.
This
is a Facebook etiquette question.
Okay.
Where none of us are experts.
No.
But you could all be very helpful.
Mm-hmm.
I have a friend who posted a picture.
Okay.
Of himself sitting around a group of people. He's sitting in the middle, and then he's surrounded by four people, and they all have their hand on his shoulder, and he's making like a half smile, right?
Okay.
So, and he's wearing a headband, and he looks I wrote under in the comment section.
You commented on it. Did you like it?
I liked it.
You can't tell if you liked it, but you still liked it?
And then I said, you look like a special kid surrounded by his teachers or something like that. Then, within 30 minutes, he posted a status that said, I'm going to miss you, my friend, who clearly just died,
uh-huh.
right? And then I looked at the guy, and the guy was one of the guys in the picture.
Oh,
so okay. He posted that picture as like a memorial to the guy who died.
Sure, okay.
Okay.
And so I immediately deleted my comment about being a special needs kid.
Good job.
Is that what I should have done?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Nobody thinks you're a jerk if you delete comments on Facebook?
If the comment was a jerky comment and you deleted it, it makes you a little less of a jerk.
Is that right?
I think so.
I think also in terms of perspective, you know, since the photo was put up there without any kind of context to it, then it's, of course, very difficult to not draw your own conclusions as to what the subject is. Mm-hmm.
That's totally fair.
And so it's to be expected for that kind of thing to happen.
It's open for ridicule.
Yes,
if you just post it without saying anything about it.
Yeah.
And it's just a picture of you looking like a goofball.
Right.
Yeah.
It'd be like any photo that I've ever put up of myself.
Yeah.
Like I do it just for pure entertainment.
Johnny
Moe will
post a photo, and then I'm just like, you look like a fucking jerk. That's the first thing I write. And then I delete it before I even post
it. And then I fucking reply, you're a fucking jerk.
In all caps.
Yeah.
It's true. It's funny because it's true.
So there you go.
There you go.
So you do think that I was that was an acceptable thing to
absolutely.
Do?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, man. No doubt.
He won't think less of me. I haven't talked to him since.
No. He probably didn't even see it.
You're probably right. If his friend died, his last thing he cares about is comedy.
Well, I think it's also another thing, another good idea, another option would be to circle back with maybe a private message saying, I'm not sure if you're aware, but I did put a comment under that photo the other day, and I felt it was in poor taste, and I deleted it. But I just wanted to make sure that you were okay, and that if there's anything I can do to help, please let me know.
Good advice, Johnny.
That's great advice.
That's fair.
Sometimes I get burned by that stuff because I say, like, if there's anything I can do to help, and then someone asks me to do something, and then I'm like, fuck. You know what I'm saying?
I didn't mean it, but I meant it.
That's your failing. That's your character failing, really.
Uh-huh. It's true.
Because you have no character.
It's funny
because
I should have
just
not
said anything.
That's right.
I should have been like, sorry about that thing. And then that's it.
Hey, bro. Sorry, bro.
Yeah. No services rendered. With a little asterisk. Don't ask me for shit in the bottom.
I tell you what, I'll post something that I look dumb in, and you can comment on it if you want.
Thank you so much, John.
One good turn, bruh.
I appreciate that.
There you go. That's the way to do it. You balance things out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I should have posted something and saying, hey, man, have at it.
Yeah.
Call me a special needs kid all you want.
Jesus.
I do a show once a week where everybody already thinks I'm a special needs person.
Wow, I just got that. I just got it. That was a good one.
We should rename the show On the Spectrum with Andy Sernlaufer. Yeah.
Does he love things or hate things?
We can't tell. No one can tell. He's just glazed over.
Well, guys, you turned in for a great show today on the RadioMisfitsNetwork.com, brought
to
you by Tweaked Audio.
That's right.
And Jet's Pizza.
Yeah, buddy.
Tonight on the show, we have a very special interview that we were allowed to conduct with the president-elect of the United States,
that's right.
Donald Trump.
Can you believe it?
The day after the election.
That's right.
We met him in Minneapolis.
That's right. We were specially invited to a secret, or I should say a private gathering, not a secret gathering.
Right. And we'll get to that
a
little bit later in the show, but
really
you don't
awesome.
Want to miss that.
No way.
Also, we have on the show tonight a tax preparer who's going to tell us all the little secrets and things that we didn't know about that you can deduct on your taxes this year.
Yeah.
You're a poor person like us.
That's awesome.
His name's Tony Hancock. And he's from RiverEastAccounting.com.
That's right. So cool, man.
But we also have a brand new segment on the show.
Mm-hmm.
It's not brand new, I guess, Jazz.
No?
It is it has been a segment from World Wide West.
Oh, you're talking about World Wide West.
Mm-hmm. and it is his weekly question.
That's right. Our Wong Wast Worldwide West.
Worldwide West.
Worldwide West theme music.
We're
worldwide
so excited.
Worldwide West. Worldwide West. He's West or something like that.
I don't think I can relax until I know what this Western is.
Oh, God.
Should we do that first?
Well, yeah, you just set it up first, jackass. Okay. Of course we're going to do it first.
Well, I was going to set up everything for the whole show. Everything's out of order.
You didn't know you're out of order.
The whole system's out of order.
Yeah. You can't handle the truth.
So let's hear today's weekly Western.
Weekly Western.
Tell me why.
Here it comes.
What?
Welcome to Worldwide West's Weekly Question. My question to you guys this week is, what celebrity would you like to punch?
Ooh.
That's a good question.
Good question,
I mean,
indeed.
Good question.
That's a long list.
What celebrity would you like to punch? Anybody want to go first?
Anybody. Go ahead. I've already got mine.
I got mine, too.
It took a little thought.
Go ahead.
I think my pick, who I'd want to punch lately, would be Scott Baio.
Okay. All right.
The celebrity Scott Baio.
Quote-unquote celebrity.
Yeah, he's a celebrity.
What was he from?
Charles in Charge.
Yeah.
And
Joni Loves Chachi. Joni Loves Chachi. And, of course, he originated the role of Chachi on Happy Days, guys. Mm-hmm. He was the Fonz's cousin.
That's right.
And so what did he do? Is he the Trump guy?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. And he was saying some shit at the convention that just was like fucking ridiculous. And he hasn't been relevant for probably, what, 20 years?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, easily.
And this fucking guy comes out of nowhere, really, and is spouting off all this ultra right-wing bullshit. And the thought of anyone taking him seriously was laughable. And then also when he was doing interviews on CNN, he was like a complete ass, and it was just one of those things where you look at his dumb fucking face and you just want to punch him. He's got big saucer-sized eyes that are perfect targets for your fists. And I would love to see his old ass crumple to the fucking ground.
Yeah.
Do you want to make a declaration of
war?
You want to? You got something you want to say to Scott Baio right now? Go ahead and say it.
At Scott Baio,
coming, baby.
At Scott Baio, find me any fucking where you want, buddy. Let's do it. We'll do it for charity. We'll have a thing, and we'll raise money and we'll put it to a good cause, and I will kick your ass.
You heard it here first, gang.
That's right.
Johnny Moe has threatened the life of Scott Baio on national radio.
That's right. Something like that. International radio. Goddamn.
Yeah.
This is. Intergalactic.
Yeah, interstellar.
If we want it to be. Shit.
Okay, well, Scott Baio, you better watch out,
because right.
Winter is coming, babe.
That's right. It sure is.
Coming for you.
And winter is coming.
All right,
winter
Jazz, go ahead.
Winter is coming.
Okay, well, I think, it's been known for some time that I have a bloodlust for one Jesse Eisenberg.
Oh.
Who I do enjoy as a performer. I do not, however, enjoy him as a personality. And because he has such a nasty personality, in my opinion, remember when he went to the comic book convention and compared it to genocide?
Yes.
Because he was being inconvenienced and hollered at?
Yeah.
After playing one of the most iconic supervillains in the history of comic books and probably making a shit ton of money and getting laid for it, then he's got the fucking nerve to stand there and complain about comic book geeks.
And that's not the only
Fuck
one.
Fuck that guy.
And then he had the fucking luxury of playing Scott Pilgrim, too.
That's right. No, yeah. That wasn't Scott. No, he wasn't Scott Pilgrim.
He was the one versus with all the girlfriends.
That's
whatever.
Michael Cera, man.
Oh, yeah, Michael Cera. Yeah,
don't get your Michael Cera in my Jesse Eisenberg.
My bad, I'm sorry. let's edit that out.
Yeah.
No,
it's okay.
But you know what? I remember that night when you were talking about it, and you were fucking fired up.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah. It's infuriating.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. As a bald guy who loves comic books and would have loved to play Lex Luthor and undergone these quote unquote travails that he had to deal with in going to these comic book conventions.
Where everybody wants to suck your penis.
Right, exactly.
In your private hotel room.
That's right.
Yeah, right. On a mountain of coke.
Yeah, whatever, man. I mean, come on. I don't want all that stuff, but I just, you know. God.
All these fans and blowjobs are getting in the way of my coke in my private suite.
And my feelings.
It's really more about my feelings, guys. My angry, bitter, resentful.
Can I say a side anecdote about Jesse Eisenberg?
Sure.
So I once went to our friends, Wildclaw Theater, had a benefit at a bowling alley, and one of the prizes that they were giving away was a copy of Zombieland.
All right, good
and
movie.
And they're like, Zombieland with Woody Harrelson and Jesse Eisenberg over the microphone eyes. And I yelled out into the crowd, did you say Jesse Eisenberg? So I thought that was funny.
And then he walked right out.
Right.
And you had to blow him.
Oh, no.
Oh. Hope you learned your lesson.
I'm blowing him for Eisenberg.
Oh, gross.
That's a reference to a penis being in your mouth.
Yeah,
yeah,
thanks.
Get it.
Thanks
get
for
it.
Spelling it out for us.
Got it.
Well, you all both right. chose men.
Uh-huh.
Scott Bio and Jesse Eisenberg.
Uh-huh. Here we go.
But I'm going to hit a goddamn woman right in the face.
No way.
Somehow it's not a big surprise to me.
And her name is Kristen Chenoweth.
Oh, okay.
What?
She's so sweet, though.
She is not sweet.
She's annoying as fuck.
She is annoying as fuck. There is no other
person.
Way to say. Somebody do an impression of her voice.
Can't do it.
Yeah,
you
I don't
can.
Know if I can hit that register.
No.
Because it sounds like a squirrel is fucking a whistle.
Okay. I don't know that
but
that really makes
sense. But she's celebrated as one of the greatest voices on Broadway. And let me tell you something. If this is one of the greatest voices on Broadway, we have no business being actors anymore.
Mm.
I've said this before about Spider-Man, wow. And I'll say about Kristen Chenoweth as well. Spider-Man the Musical.
Right.
And some of the other musicals I've seen lately, by the way. When you work your whole life to be an actor, and you go to school for it, you go into debt for it, and then you get to New York, and you go to the Broadway plays. You stand in line all day, you pay $180 for a ticket just to get inside in the very back row, and you sit down in some youth group of some fucking bumfuck town from Florida sitting there texting, don't appreciate anything.
No,
and then Kristen Chenoweth gets up there and she starts singing like some fucking a squirrel or like some dead, like gaseous animal that's just letting out air from its butthole.
What?
And then that is the premier spot in American theater.
Oh, God.
It makes you rethink what you've decided to do with your life. And I don't want to rethink what I've done with my fucking life. And
every time I see
Kristen Chenoweth, I have to rethink every decision I ever made to put me in a position where I'm so far beneath her in her terrible fucking voice.
I
can't even go to bed at night. I just see her little fucking face.
Oh, no.
And I want to punch it right in the goddamn nose.
Okay. Well,
and if that's not enough for her, then she starts showing up on television shows and movies,
yeah.
doing things where she doesn't even have to sing, which apparently is what she's known for, and she's supposed to be a dramatic actress or on a sitcom or something like that. There's millions of other actors in the world that don't sound like dicks.
And you're not one of them right now. No.
But I can be.
Wow. Well, okay. All right. Well, Kristen Chenoweth, you've been warned.
You've been served.
I can tell you that if you were to do such a thing, she'd go down pretty quick.
Probably.
She's not very big.
So that's good to know.
Right?
I got a shot at least.
You'd walk up to her and she'd be like, hey, what's up, big guy? And you'd be like, bam, right in the fucking chops.
I think, however, though, she probably would be able to take that punch and then kick your head right off your fucking shoulders.
Ooh, maybe.
Maybe she would have to because there's no reason being alive.
Dude, she's probably in really good shape, man. I bet you she's on a bike a couple hours every day.
She's doing,
I bet
like,
she's
all kinds
eating
of
great, doing Pilates and shit. Yeah, and she would whoop your monkey ass.
She would.
Yep.
And then I'd be like, please just kill me. That's what I would say.
That'd be the highlight of your life.
Yeah. And then no one would kill me, and then there'd be all these YouTube videos of me laying in the street in Times Square going, please kill me, just Kristen Chenoweth.
Dick actor begs for her life to be taken by Kristen Chenoweth.
Yeah. I'd be crying, have shit hanging out of my pants.
Oh, wow, this really turned bad for you all
Jesus.
Of a sudden.
Now I lost the fight.
At least with Jazz and I, like, we got a chance at taking one of those dudes down, you know?
Well, I mean, not me right now with my one good hand.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah,
but you got the reach on him.
That's true. I could probably still. I'd elbow the shit out of him. I would just elbow smash him.
Yeah, he seems anyway. Passive.
Probably the most even matchup is me and Bale.
Yeah, so. Probably. Probably.
His big dumb face.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck that guy.
Well, didn't what's the name of the drummer from the Chili Peppers?
Oh,
Chad Smith.
Chad Smith. Thank you. Didn't Chad Smith's wife attack Scott Baio somewhere recently?
Really?
Something. Yeah.
Really? I didn't
know. There was some weird news story about that. Google it. Don't quote me on it. Google it and find out for yourself.
Oh, fantastic.
Uh-huh.
Anyway. All right. Well, thank you, Wes, for your question. I think we got to the bottom of that.
We love you, Wes.
Worldwide Wes.
Worldwide Wes. Theme music.
Worldwide Wes.
Worldwide Wes. Worldwide Wes.
Worldwide Wes.
He's Wes, or something like that.
Tell me why.
Still one of the...
So good.
Still one of the funniest moments on the show is him in the singing contest.
That's right. That was good stuff. Tell me why. One more time, just for good measure.
Tell me why.
Love it. Love it. It's so rich. Well, all of this that we've been talking about, all these feelings of anger and bitterness and resentment that seem to not only be, you know, in my heart these days, but seem to be in the hearts of a lot of people, actually inspired a new segment that I would like to start.
Go ahead.
On the show. And I think part of it's born out of the fact that, like I said, you know, there's been all this emotionality in the world. You know, I'm nursing this injury. This healing process is taking so long, so much longer than I thought it would. When they told me it was going to take 12 weeks, I was like, whatever. And it's like I'll be lucky if it's 12 weeks. You know what I mean? That gets depressing. I've been like all emotional watching everything from the Cubs at the White House being welcomed by President Obama as his last official special event as the president, to watching all these movies that I've gotten screeners of. You know, as a member of SAG, you get screeners for the SAG Awards, right?
Absolutely.
So I've gotten to see Fences and Moonlight, which were both just like beautiful. I mean, they were heavy, but they were just so rich and like real and beautiful and like, you know, Fences is like a poem, you know, it's like Shakespeare as far as drama goes, and then Moonlight is like Pinter as far as drama goes, like much more image driven and what's in between the lines and just like beautiful, like just, you know, stuff that, you know, wakes up your soul a little bit. So anyway, I've been trying to figure out ways to channel all this emotionality and stuff. So instead of asking everybody who they want to punch, instead of asking everybody about what they think about what's going on in the news, I've decided to start a new segment called Shaka Khan.
Shaka Khan!
And the reason why this segment is called Shaka Khan,
Shaka Khan!
Is because during this segment, the rule is you can only tell me something good.
Tell me something good.
Tell me something good.
So these are the rules, guys. During this segment, there can be no bitching, no moaning, no complaining, no weeping, no wailing, no fussing, no fighting, no griping, no groaning, no growling, grumbling, or grousing, no criticism or critiques or politics, no venting, no dissenting, no belly aching, no trifling, and no dumping. Okay? That is the whole purpose of this new segment called... So you got to tell me something good, y'all.
Tell me something good. Tell me something good.
Tell me something good.
All right.
I'm looking forward to this.
Uh-huh.
So I guess I'll start.
Do it!
I am very happy that I have now three very beautiful nephews. Very young, beautiful nephews.
There you go.
Very nice.
Age of one, who are very, very cute and happy.
Triplets?
No, the two are from my sister, and one from my younger brother.
Excellent.
And they're all really, really cute, and I love seeing them, and they always make me happy when I see them, and it reminds me of like what's really important, and that it's going to give me another chance to be a better uncle than I have in the past.
There you go.
That Uncle was really Chaka good. Khan.
That was really good. That was a total Chaka Khan moment.
Great job. Great job, Johnny. You got Khan. Chaka Khan.
All right. You're up, Anderson.
See what you got, buddy.
Tell me something good.
Tell me something good.
Tell me something good.
For anybody who's listening, Andy's literally sweating right now. I'm
wringing my hands.
Because here's the thing. Anybody wants to do right now is bitch and complain about every fucking thing, and I'm sick of it.
I hear you. Absolutely. Yeah.
So that's why I am invoking the spirit of the great to get everybody in the world to please tell me
something good. Tell me something good.
Tell me something good.
I'll tell you something good. The other day, I went out to the Adler Planetarium.
Uh-huh.
And I sat outside, and as I was there, looking at the city, you know that's the best view of the sky.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
And I was out there, and as I was there, there was rain clouds, and they cleared, and the sun came out right over the city.
Wow.
And it was a beautiful moment that I shared with people from all other countries who had never been to Chicago.
Oh, that's cool, man.
And that was very cool.
That's awesome. Really good. That's what I say to that. Chaka Khan!
But I was too busy looking at Pokemon on my phone. I'm just kidding. It was beautiful.
Good for you, Anderson. Nice.
All right, you're up.
Yeah, buddy.
Well, yeah, I guess, let's see. My Chaka Khan moment, aside from watching all these beautiful movies, I'll tell you something good. For your physical health, for your constitution, something that I've recently discovered for myself after having been told about it by other people for years and years and years and kind of like poo-pooing it. The neti pot, y'all.
Love it.
The neti pot is the best thing that has ever happened to me. Basically, it's a little pot that you use to take, you know, distilled water and a light salt solution, maybe some other sorts of herbs and things, and it's like a nose wash. And it's not very glamorous. It's not it's nothing revolutionary. It's been around for centuries. But what it did was I finally got one because I find that I sound so nasal when I'm on the microphone and when I'm doing auditions for recording, voiceover auditions and things of that nature. And I was like, I got to figure out a way to eliminate that. And so I got the neti pot, and it just really reestablished the fact, the so easily overlookable fact that, like, you know, your ears, nose, and throat are all connected. And the more pressure that you get out of your sinuses, I mean, you hear better. You taste more. I mean, it's just like, it's a revelation. You know what I mean? And so, like I said, it's a simple thing. It's maybe not revolutionary, even though, like I said, it was revelatory. But it has improved my life, and it is something that I would wholeheartedly recommend to other people. And if you've ever, especially if you're an actor or a singer or something.
Especially, I found out about it. You know who told me about a neti pot?
Who dat?
My drug dealer when I was in my mid-20s.
There you go.
He said, hey, man, if you're going to be snorting all this nonsense, you need a neti pot.
All right.
Hey, Thanks, dude.
That's a conscientious drug dealer.
As he knows where his bread's buttered. He's got to have clean noses.
And he's doing that as he's loading his nine.
Yeah, and he was like, here. Yeah. He was like, listen, get out and get you a neti pot.
Click.
That'll be $200, so, please. And I said, thank you.
Am I incorrect in that the use of the neti pot involves boiling water? Am I wrong?
Well, you boil water, then you mix that water with non-hot water, right?
Okay.
Just warm water.
Like room temperature.
So that it's a little warmer than room temperature. You put in a little salt. You let this neti salt dissolve in there, and you let it cool off a little bit more. But you still want it to be a little warm.
Right.
And then, like I said, I've gotten some little solutions and additives and things that are, you know, extra good for your sinus and nasal passages.
Okay.
And basically, I mean, it's literally just like the physics of it is you pour water in one side of your nostril and it goes up and comes out the other side. It's really simple. It kind of is a skill that you learn as you do it more and more. You have to kind of breathe through your mouth while you're pouring
right.
and all the mechanics of it. But like I said, every time I do it, my ears drain. It feels like I'm a lot less susceptible to illness and congestion and stuff because, like I said, all that stuff is connected. And if you loosen stuff up here, it's going to loosen stuff up everywhere. And it's been great.
Amen.
Yeah. So there you go.
Well, all right. I think you sold me on it. I think I'll give it a try.
All right. There you go.
It's a great segment, Jack.
Hey, thank you. And this has been Chaka Khan.
Tell me something good.
Jazz.
Hey. Oh, good. We're out of it.
You've inspired me to. You've inspired me to bring back my own segments.
Oh yeah.
You know the. Johnny Mo teaches
you
about
us about stuff. Yeah, teaches us about stuff, Johnny.
Bring
Mo.
It back.
Come on.
Maybe next week we'll have a new Johnny Mo teaches you about stuff.
Let's do it. I want to learn things, and you're a good teacher, so let's get this on.
All right, let's take a quick break, and when we come back, we have that interview that you've all been clamoring to hear.
That's right.
And that'll be our news when we come back, right after this.
The Game Show Show and Stuff on the Radio Misfits Podcast Network is brought to you by Tweaked Audio. Tweaked Audio. Sounds so good, you'll tweak. Tweaked Audio has earbuds in several styles and colors with flat cable and inline mic. Plus, they offer a classic metal or stylish wood design. And waterproof sports buds with silicone caps that hold them in place no matter what your activity. Not only that, Tweaked Audio also offers an over-the-head option with removable cable and inline one-button microphone for travel, stereo, or studio use. Go to tweakedaudio.com to order yours now and use the code GAMESHOW for 33% off and free worldwide shipping. Tweakedaudio.com. Tweaked Audio. Sounds so good, you'll tweak.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. It is the Game Show Show and Stuff on the Radio Misfits Podcast Network. I'm Jazz. He's Andy.
Thank you, Jazz.
Anytime, Anderson.
Wow. Well, this is the interview that you've all been waiting for, and we'll be making headlines for this for sure.
Absolutely.
In the coming weeks. So,
yeah.
This is a good thing to share with your friends
mm-hmm.
so you can get in on the ground floor of this show.
That's right.
You know, when hipsters always liked something before it was cool, mm-hmm. now's the time to like this show.
That's right.
Before it's cool.
Because it is definitely not cool.
Let me do a little setup here for you guys, okay?
Yeah.
The day after the election, November 9th, if you recall, we were gone,
mm-hmm.
and the reason was because we were in Duluth, Minnesota.
That's right. At an exclusive event.
We went to an exclusive event, and we were told that we could meet Donald Trump. He was starting his thank you tour in Minnesota.
That's right.
So we went to meet him for the day in Minneapolis.
Yeah. Exotic Minneapolis.
We got a chance to meet him. It was a big hall. It was one of those international convention center kind of things.
Yeah, yeah,
right?
yeah. Absolutely. An arena.
Like, yeah, where they have like the boat shows and haunted houses and stuff like that.
Absolutely. Right. And it was actually an invitation only nacho party kicking off the thank you tour, because apparently the POTUS, or the POTUS as he's called right now, as president elect, he loves nachos. So
So this was a working vacation that we took to Minnesota,
and they put us up. We were up at the Ramada Inn Duluth.
Wow, yeah, it's fancy.
And the rest of the trip was pretty uneventful, but we did get a chance to meet Donald Trump, and
some free soap.
That's right. And we did have a chance to record an interview. And it's not very long. Mm-mm. But
he's a busy guy.
Yeah, they had us all set up like junket style, so he only got a chance to talk to us for a few minutes. But we wanted to play it for you, and hopefully you'll find enjoyment out of this interview during these difficult times.
That's right. So in place of our beloved news segment,
time now for Anderson Lawfer Presents Something About Things in the News.
I forgot to set up the own segment with my name in it.
That's right. So
too busy thinking about Kristen Chenoweth punching her in the fucking mouth.
It's funny because it's true.
Or we could just say, and now, a very special news special.
Yeah.
Anderson Lawfer presents Something About the News and Stuff.
That's right.
The Donald Trump interview. Yeah.
So insert interview here.
Insert penis here.
Mr. Trump, thank you so much for joining us on the game show and stuff. Give me 1 second just to get organized here.
Okay, take your time.
All right, and thank you so much for joining us. Is your earpiece working before we get started? Is your earpiece working?
What?
Johnny, could you help him with his earpiece?
Sure. Mr. Trump, I'm just going to adjust your earpiece.
What?
Sir, I'm
want to make sure you can hear us over the crowd noise.
It doesn't work.
I'm going to fix it right now.
Can you hear us?
It doesn't work.
It's okay, Mr. Trump. We've got it right now.
What?
It should be working now.
Okay, good.
Thank you,
Mr. Trump. All right, thanks, Johnny. Sorry about that, Mr. Trump. Now, let's get right to it. Before we even get to the election, how surprised were you to have won the Republican nomination instead of the favorite Jeb Bush?
Honestly, I think Jeb is a very nice person.
Really? Well, you can tell why I'm surprised after all that mean stuff you said about him.
He's a pussy.
Okay, well, you just contradicted yourself. He's been one of the leading politicians in America for years.
He's no Reagan, that I can tell you.
Okay, you can't tell me that, but you have to understand just from those statements alone why people might think you aren't going to be a steady leader.
I have the steadiest hands.
Well, I'm not asking you about your hands. I'm asking...
Nobody cares.
Okay, all right.
Okay, good.
All right.
Quiet.
I recently saw a report in the news that said you're having a hard time finding entertainment for your inauguration.
I don't believe anything Telemundo says.
Well, that's not a story I heard about on Telemundo, but do you think that Telemundo would lie about something like that?
They lied.
Well, why would they do something like that?
They're sleeping now.
Well, where do they get the ideas for a sort of story like that?
Venezuela.
Where?
Venezuela.
Now, Mr. Trump, are you suggesting to us that Venezuela had some inside information into your transition team?
It's been a total disaster.
Well, I mean, that could only be categorized as a total violation of privacy.
Which is a total violation.
Yeah, it's a total violation. Okay, now let's switch gears here for a minute.
Okay, good.
And let's discuss your promises for rebuilding the country's infrastructure in the coming
years. We have to rebuild our infrastructure.
That's what I just said. Is your opinion, is it bad now in your opinion?
Nasty.
It's nasty. And what would you change?
Nasty.
What would you change first?
We need toughness.
Are you saying we need toughness?
What?
You said we need toughness.
What?
You said we need toughness
what?
First? Okay.
What?
You say we need toughness.
You interrupt all the time, okay?
A report has come out recently about your sexual misconduct, Mr. Trump. And do you blame the media for this as well?
That's more important than all of this.
What? It's nice to hear that you say something like that. And has your wife handled this stuff with you well?
With her stupidity.
Well, Mr. Trump, I'm surprised to hear you say something like that about your wife, but she is very attractive.
She's killed hundreds of thousands of people.
What?
What?
How has she killed these people?
with her stupidity.
Well, where did she kill them?
They were praying before a football game.
Why would she kill them before a football game?
That means she was excited.
Oh, my gosh. This interview is mind-blowing. But we're almost out of time here.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
You should.
True.
Okay, well, thank you so much for your time.
What?
I said thank you for your time.
What?
We have to leave.
What?
We have to leave right now. We're in Minneapolis.
I never expect to hear that from you again.
All right, I'm so sorry.
What?
I said I'm sorry.
It is under attack.
Minneapolis is under attack.
Nobody cares.
If Minneapolis is under... I'm so sorry, I said. All right, well, thanks again.
It's been a total disaster.
All right, you've been a disaster.
What?
Okay, bye.
Venezuela.
Bye, I said. Not what? Venezuela. What?
Venezuela.
Thank you.
What?
I said thank you.
It's been a total disaster.
You've been a disaster.
That's pretty good.
So I think we all got to learn a little something from that, Jazz.
I think we did.
What do you think, Johnny?
Yeah, that was several sides of him that we were not aware of before.
Are we going to get a chance to be stars from this interview? Did we do anything revelatory, or is this all known information?
I think we'd redefined news media.
Absolutely.
That's great to hear.
And also, I know for a fact that there are very few people talking about this Venezuela story. I've combed the news in the days since we did our interview, and I can't find much of anything linking Venezuela to Trump, but it's a really fascinating angle, and I know we're going to be hearing more about it soon.
I'm excited to. I'm glad we could get in on the ground floor, and thank you for listening and helping us get in on the ground floor as well.
Absolutely.
All right, let's do some birthday shout-outs. Canada.
And today is January 17th, which means it's a great day to be
a founding father,
a legendary legend among legends,
a cool, couple of cool comedians,
or D, all of the above.
What's up, Benjamin Franklin?
Yeah, author, printer, politician, theorist, statesman, Freemason, postmaster, activist, scientist, inventor, diplomat.
It's all about the U's. I don't know why you're on a $100 bill, but it's probably some shady-ass shit, bro.
Whatever, dude. Thanks to you, we got bifocals, the lightning rod, and an inverted siphon stove. Gia.
You're the Illuminati, dog.
Yeah, buddy.
All right, happy birthday to my hero, Cassius Clay.
Better known as Muhammad Ali, also known as the greatest. You're one of the most famous people who ever lived. Ever.
The rumble in the jungle, the thrill in Manila, the biggest brawls, you want them all.
Inspiring, polarizing, commercial, controversial, rhyming, styling, no matter your age, you'll always be young and pretty to us, champ.
Andy Kaufman and Jim Carrey.
How crazy is it that you guys were born on the same day 13 years apart? Coincidence? Not.
In Living Color and Taxi are two of the best shows from their respective time periods. That's legit, bro.
Totally legit, bro. Some folks hate that movie, Man in the Moon, but they just don't appreciate your crazy brilliance, dudes.
And let's not forget
Douglas Hyde, first president of Ireland.
Michelle Obama, first lady extraordinaire.
Iconic ladies of television, Eartha Kitt, Betty White, Sherry Lewis, and Zooey Deschanel.
Daytime TV talk show wizards, Mary Povich and Steve Harvey.
Maury Povich and Steve Harvey. Robert De Niro Sr., the painter, not the actor, but the dad of the actor.
Germs Earl Germs. Voice of Darth Vader. CNN and Irvin during Irv.
Also burned today. Former Chicago sports stars, Cubs manager Don Zimmer, Blackhawks forward Jeremy Roenick, and Bulls guard Dwayne Wade.
Italian guys, gangster Al Capone and trainer Cus Tomato. Russian theater guy, Konstantin Stanislavski.
That's his name, Andy. You got it right. Good job. Hey, Pope Pius V, author Anne Bronte, and fashion designer Vidal Sassoon.
And today's birthday shout-out band includes...
On guitar, Mick Taylor of the Rolling Stones.
Also on guitar, Richard Hawley of Pulp.
On turntables, DJ Tiesto of the Netherlands.
On cello, Vesco Countcheff of Belgium.
With moody rock vocals by Ricky Wilson of the Kaiser Chiefs.
Sexy crooning and video stuff by Ray J.
Rough raps and conservative ideology by Kid Rock.
And dancehall stylings by Shabba Ranks.
Come follow me.
Barre, come on,
lot of mercy.
And if you've got a birthday shout out, drop us a line and stuff at RadioMisfits.com.
Birthday shoutouts are made possible by Today in History, an application developed by Downshift Interactive and available online for free.
Visit the Herbster and Gurgle Brew for Infirmer.
Here you are, Anderson. Birthdays every day. Yeah. Right. That was the best ever.
Great job.
Really good. Well,
let's take a break and we'll come back with...
Yes, Tony Hancock?
Tony Hancock.
Yeah!
Of River East Accounting and Tax Services.
Good job, Andy.
Thank you.
That's right, and we'll be right back after this. The Game Show Show and Stuff on the Radio Misfits Podcast Network is brought to you by Tweaked Audio. Tweaked Audio. Sounds so good, you'll tweak. Tweaked Audio has earbuds in several styles and colors with flat cable and inline mic. Plus, they offer a classic metal or stylish wood design. And waterproof sports buds with silicone caps that hold them in place no matter what your activity. Not only that, Tweaked Audio also offers an over-the-head option with removable cable and inline one-button microphone for travel, stereo, or studio use. Go to tweakedaudio.com to order yours now and use the code GAMESHOW for 33% off and free worldwide shipping. Tweakedaudio.com. Tweaked Audio. Sounds so good, you'll tweak.
Hey, this is Andy Laufer from The Game Show Show.
Hi, Andy. How are you, sir?
Good. How you doing?
I am exhausted. I did a 14-hour day today. It is the deluge has hit already.
Oh, my God. I can imagine those 14-hour days. Those are, what are you, a surgeon?
You know what? Yes, I am cutting these taxes to pieces.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. It is the Game Show Show and Stuff on the Radio Misfits Podcast Network. I'm Jazz. He's Andy.
Thank you so much, Jazz, and welcome back to the show. We're joined today by the Renaissance man himself, Tony Hancock. He works
right.
at River East Tax and Accounting Services. That's RiverEastAccounting.com.
Nice.
And we're going to have a chance to talk to him a little bit about taxes. They're coming up, folks.
Yeah.
All right.
So get ready. Tony, how are you?
Very good. Very good, Andy. How are you, sir?
Excited to hear you were coming on, and then we started talking about taxes, and now I'm freaked out.
No, don't be dumb. It's nothing to freak out over. I've got a solution to that.
You do? So if I, for example, if I'm an actor and I make not too much money and then I work a couple other part-time jobs, it's hard for a guy like me to figure out how to do taxes when I make some money from a not-for-profit and I make some money from this and I sell some real estate and things like that all together. And you're the kind of guy that we are looking for that can help put all those things into one tax return.
Big
Is that
time.
Right?
That's absolutely right. That's not a big thing. But the biggest thing would be on your plate would be the actor portion. There are tons of deductions that you can take. Everything from the photos, for your portfolios that you take.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. The nonprofit, I'm imagining you're working on a W-2 on that.
Mm-hmm. And then,
is that correct?
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. right. And then there's tons of different tax deductions you can take in all sorts of industries. Is that right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Going back to the acting part, you have a provision called per diem.
Mm-hmm.
Depending on what cities that you work in, you can take so much per day.
Wow.
Chicago, I believe it's around $65, $68 per day.
Wow.
For every day that you are applying your trade.
Interesting.
Which, you know, I've known some people to have, runs, you know, of 3, 4, 5 weeks, and you can deduct that money right off the bottom line.
Holy shit. And that's not to mention like haircuts or buying clothes to wear if you're filming something, you know, all that stuff adds up, right?
It sure does.
Well, yeah, but the clothing, it's tricky. The IRS does have a provision in there. If it's something that you can wear every day out to, let's say, the nightclub, out to dinner with your girlfriend or out with your friends, then it is not deductible. Usually it would have to have something that has a logo or something that is industry specific or employer specific
okay.
that you're paid for.
What about like shields
but
and helmets
those clothes
and period specific costumes,
yeah,
stovepipe hats.
My giant cape and stovetop stovepipe hat.
Oh, absolutely. 100% deductible.
All right.
Even if I wear it later.
Deductible.
I might wear that stovepipe hat to the nightclub.
I didn't hear the last part. Say that again.
I said, even if I wear it later out with my girlfriend, I can still deduct my stovepipe hat. My stovepipe hat.
Right, exactly.
That's great to hear.
Exactly. Especially working here in Chicago, one of the biggest, Chicago is a big transient city. A lot of people moving here and there, moving from some other place to come to Chicago. And one of the biggest deductions they miss is their moving expenses.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
Which is, it's 100% deductible. And if you have moved and did not take that credit, and it's been within the last 3 years, we can go back and adjust your tax return to reflect that deduction.
That's awesome. Now that actually
100% deductible from the moving, any moving expense that you had.
All right. And now
even coming to the city to search for apartment.
That's awesome. So now that connects to a question I was actually going to ask, because I'm discovering from unearthing old, files and things that I could have done things differently in my taxes previously. Does this retroactivity apply to other things in a 3-year window or just moving expenses?
Oh, no, anything. As long as it's within a 3-year window.
Okay.
We can go back and do what they call an amended return on form 1040X.
All right. Sounds so exotic.
And exactly. And they, and yeah, if you have a refund coming, they will pay you.
All right.
Only difference between the 1040X and a regular return is you have to mail it the old fashioned way.
Oh,
so instead of 7 to 21 day payout, you would have to probably wait 4 to 8 weeks.
Oh, okay. That's not so bad, though.
Tony, I have a question for you about Obamacare and moving forward with health insurance if you are not insured from work. So this past year with Obamacare, we can take a deduction if you're on Obamacare in your taxes, correct?
Right. Well, what it's going to do, Obamacare has, or the ACA, Affordable Health Care Act, has a lot of moving parts. If you are on Obamacare, you're probably getting a credit from the government to pay for it.
Right.
Which at tax time, the main thing that it's going to save you, especially if you have it for the whole year, you will not have to pay a penalty.
Oh, that's good.
This year, the penalty for not having health care or could be as high as $695. I actually had a client today. She claimed her son, and her son was 23 years old, did not have health care at all for the whole year, and she lost $695 on her tax return because of him.
Holy God.
Yipes.
Yes. The client right before her lost $405 because her daughter was kicked out of a program and did not renew insurance, and she was only off of the program for about 7 months.
Oh.
But her penalty was $405.
I see. So it's prorated a little bit.
It is prorated. Yes.
Do you see any?
Go ahead.
Do you see anything going forward with the repeal of Obamacare that will increase taxes or lower taxes when it comes to health care in the next year?
That is the big question. My personal opinion is they keep using the word repeal, repeal, repeal. I don't see it fully happening. We've got 20 to 30 million people on health care. I don't see that happening.
All right.
I don't know what the plan is.
No one else does.
You know,
either.
There's no way I can, and no one else does.
Nope.
I'm sitting back like the rest of you, everybody else. We're sitting back trying to see what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
It gets very, very convoluted. reporting wise. The IRS, they know if you have it or not. You know, they are big brother. And they do know if you have it or not. Your job, your full-time job or whatever, who offers health insurance, they report everything that you have.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll know.
Yep.
Right. They will know. So if you are expecting, you should be expecting a form 1095 to come in the mail that describes what health insurance you had and for how long you had it during the year.
Okay.
You should take that to your tax preparer or bring it to us for us to decipher, and we can, we can decipher it to see if you owe, or the credits that the government gives you to pay for it may give you a higher refund or reduce your tax liability.
Right. Yeah, that's Tony Hancock from RiverEastAccounting.com. Johnny had a question for Tony.
Yeah, Tony, just to switch gears a little bit. So I know that one of your specialties is working with those professionals in the service industry, bartenders, servers, and the
like. Absolutely.
Can you explain real quickly, what are some of the advantages of going through a tax preparer like yourself?
Okay. Service industry folks, they get a raw deal. And I don't think anybody has really sat down and discussed it with them except us. I became very proficient with it. I used to teach. Well, I still teach, and I'll get to that in a minute. I still teach taxes to people who want to learn.
All right.
And one of the portions of the course is tip related.
Mm-hmm.
And the tips is what throws everyone off. I'm sure people in the service industry can attest to, they usually owe the state of Illinois a ton of money at the end of the year. That's usually a given. And the reason for that is you on your W-2, you are not being taxed on your tips.
Oh.
Okay. You're only being taxed on whatever the hourly rate is that you make. Some people make, I know at one point it was $4.01 an hour or something.
Yeah.
When I first started, it was $2.03. So, but at even at $4.01, if you made $50,000, let's say that, now you owe 3% to the state of Illinois of $50,000.
How
well,
on earth?
One of the major deductions that is missed all of the time is when you tip out to your barbacks,
mm-hmm,
to your cooks, to the front of the house people.
Right.
And that can range from 20, I've seen it to go as high as 35%.
Yep.
Sure.
You deduct that from what we call above the line. You deduct that right off the top and you reduce that $50,000 and that brings you back more in line with what you should, you know, what you have already paid or what you should be paying.
And that's right. Not necessarily
okay, so if you tip out your barbacks and you know, folks who help you while you are working, you know, especially bartenders, you know, they tend to tip their barbacks and the waitresses tip the busboys and things like that. Mm-hmm. That is a 100% deductible deduction.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know, then that should be coming right off. If your tax person is not taking that right off the top, give me a call.
Okay.
Because it is perfectly legal.
Tony, River East Tax and Accounting and will hook you up.
Let me ask you something, Tony. If I decide to use River East Tax and Accounting Services and I schedule an appointment to come in and meet with you, what can I expect to happen from the time I walk in till the time my taxes get filed? Because the reason I'm asking is if I do TurboTax or one of those things online, I know I'm not getting as much deductions from it, but I do know that it takes me about 30 minutes. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah, so you understand my question.
Absolutely. Well, we are not machines. You know, we're going to ask you what it is you do and how you do it. And we're going to probe you to see, you know, one of my first questions, like I said, is people miss the moving tax. That's one of the first, the moving deductions, should mm-hmm. I say. That's one of the first questions I ask. Did you move? How long you been in Chicago or whatever? Just to see, I'm going to ask you these questions. Plus, when it comes down to the very end, and I learned this years ago, when I'm explaining your return, okay, I have this is what your refund is, or this is what your tax liability is. And I explain what each line means and how it relates to you.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Okay,
and maybe that will kickstart something in your own mind.
Right, right.
On, well, hey, I did this, I did that.
And that's a great idea. And I will also say, if you come in with a bunch of different occupations, the way that a lot of us do in Chicago, I work four jobs. If I come in,
and
I have four different sources of income, and I come in and I report all of them to you, it makes it a lot easier for me than going through TurboTax, where it's a computer, you know? And entering all those things is different.
Exactly. And some of those jobs, you may have expenses that were not reimbursed to you via the job that you were working that you may be able to take.
That's right.
This is awesome.
Yeah.
Well, here's there are a lot of nuances, you know, that I think a human being provides more so than TurboTax. Don't get me wrong. TurboTax, I love TurboTax. I do.
Yeah, you better be nice to TurboTax because the computers are listening.
Yeah.
It's because it confuses people and it will drive them to me.
That's right.
If it is something that is easily fixed, you know what? I'm the type of guy, and Johnny can attest to this. I'll tell you how to fix it on TurboTax. Just send me another person. Send me somebody else. I'm not out here. I'm not going to get rich doing this. You know.
Right.
But TurboTax is a great tool. It really is. It's really good for people who have one or two W-2s, you know, and they're just working a straight job.
Right.
But if you have a 1099, you know, you're working as an independent contractor. Like I said, if you had tips,
mm-hmm.
If you had tips, TurboTax is not going to ask you, do you tip out to barbacks?
No. Right.
Do you tip out to the front of the house?
Right.
It's not going to ask you that question.
So here's my motto for you, okay. Tony.
And
River yes, East Tax and Accounting Services, if your shit is complicated.
Oh, come to me.
Tony, thank you so much for your time today.
Oh, man. Yeah, we have a lot more questions.
Listen, guys, thank you so much, okay? Let me toss this out before I go.
Yeah, please.
This February is going to be Service Industry Month at River East Tax and Accounting.
Oh, wow.
For a flat fee of $135 if you are just strictly service industry.
$135.
I don't care how much money you made.
Yeah.
$135.
That's awesome.
That's it. And that includes the federal and the state.
Wow. That's February huge. Is Service Industry Month at RiverEastAccounting.com.
Yeah, go to my Facebook page as well. Go to the Facebook page as well. Like the page. I send out a ton of information
That's
all
awesome.
Year long.
This is awesome.
Things that you should know.
Tony Hancock.
Okay?
Yeah, we will be hopefully talking to you as we get closer to tax time, you know, and April 15th, the deadline.
Okay, yes.
I know we'll have a lot of questions, and I know we know a lot of people who have a lot of questions. So hopefully we'll get some people in the doors.
Okay, please send them through. And this year the deadline is extended. April 15th falls on a Saturday.
Oh, nice.
So the last day this year is April 17th.
All right. Bonus time.
Thank you, Tony.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Tony.
Take care.
Later, Tony.
Bye-bye.
That's awesome.
That was really awesome.
That's great information.
For full disclosure, yes, Tony has been doing my accounting for the last 3 years, and he has been an absolute lifesaver.
Yeah.
He has everything he has said about walking through each part of your tax return, he absolutely does that. He goes through with a fine-tooth comb, and he tries to find every single way that you can get as much money back from the government as possible.
That's
amazing.
Awesome. I need that help, man. I need help. Help!
He is located in the South Loop, right on 20th and State. Very easy to get to. And a secure place as well.
Sure.
Everything is kept under lock and key. And you are right there with him. Right
That's
at
sweet.
His desk.
My question
And you know
was,
what's right across the street there? Sorry to interrupt,
it's okay.
Jazz.
So
the lady has the deep fried lobster joint right across the
oh,
street
that's right.
from there.
Yeah, that's right.
So if you guys want to go get a deep fried lobster.
Let's make a day of it.
Yeah.
And get our taxes done.
I'm down.
And then a Manny afterwards.
And
sure.
then we'll go to Reggie's Rock Club to see a show.
Why not, guys? My only question that I didn't get a chance to ask was, how much of this stuff do you get to bring down and haul all your files down to his office right off the bat? You know what I mean?
Make everything digital.
You would absolutely need to bring all of your copies with you.
So much stuff.
Just do it. But we're all going down there.
All right, let's do it.
River East Tax and Accounting Services, Inc.
It's
RiverEastAccounting.com.
Yeah.
And that guy's name is Tony Hancock.
Man, he's awesome.
Find River East Tax and Accounting on Facebook or RiverEastAccounting.com. Yeah.
Good stuff.
And that's the show.
All right.
Nice to meet you guys.
Hey, always a pleasure spending time with you jerks.
And I'm really glad that I could help out with Mr. Trump's interview.
Yeah.
Yeah, really
great
job.
It was really great that we all got to go there.
Yeah. So proud of you, buddy.
Yeah, we should all be very proud.
All right, everybody.
See you next Tuesday.
Shoes. What the f*** happened to my shoes? Okay, show's over.
Who's sorry?